Some say part of the reason why things aren't getting done in New Orleans is because of political corruption. Robert Sarasoli hopes to put an end to that. Starting next month, Mr. Sarasoli will become New Orleans' first inspector general. He joins us now from his current home in Quincy, Massachusetts. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The track record in Louisiana isn't so hot. You've got a former governor there serving time now after being convicted for fraud and racketeering. Just a couple of weeks ago, a former New Orleans school board president pleaded guilty to taking bribes. And yet, this is a job that you want. Why?
I want it because I think that I can make a difference. I think it's probably a challenge. I guess I could say I've been preparing for this my whole life. It's probably maybe the heavyweight championship of the world of inspector generals. That's what I compare it to.
What specifically do you have planned to tackle the problem of corruption?
One of the first things I have to do is to get a snapshot, a picture of the government. One of the things I'm going to do is go into the government, look at the various agencies, identify the agencies, create a blueprint for the government. What are these people in the government supposed to be doing? Who are they? What are their positions, their titles, their names, their job descriptions? Are the individuals performing according to the law? How much money is being spent? Look at contracts, construction contracts. These are all things that have to be looked at. One of the things an inspector general does, he not only detects fraud, waste, and abuse, but he prevents fraud, waste, and abuse. Detection is when you would find someone committing a crime or trying to do something wrong. You would package the case for prosecution and dish it off to a prosecutor, and the prosecutor would prosecute the case. That type of activity takes anywhere from 2 to 5 years to effectuate. One of the issues there is you can find someone doing something wrong. You can use them as a high-profile case, but it really doesn't cause systemic change. What an inspector general, particularly in New Orleans, would have to do, and what I intend to do, is to have systemic change. You have to change the culture of corruption that exists. And in order to do that, you have to change systems. You have to set standards of conduct, and you have to allow people to be educated in those standards.
A local poll said that approximately 80% of people in New Orleans don't think that there's going to be any change to the level of corruption in the city. How difficult is it in your job to affect change when the residents there have little faith?
That's typical. It's typical that the residents would believe that nothing is going to change because nothing has changed for years. One of the things that I've advocated is I really don't want the public's expectation to get way ahead of what the office can do. You have to realize at this point that I'm the only person in the office. There is, in fact, no office. It's me. I'm not even getting paid yet. I mean, I'll go on the payroll September 4th. But there is no structure. I have to create the structure. So, you know, right now, I have to get the people to buy into this concept and to work with me.
Robert Sarasoli will take on the job of Inspector General in New Orleans next month. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.